Living a Fantasy by Dancing Butterfly. Fandom Pairing, The 4400, Sean Jordan, Sean Isabel. Rating, NC-17. Summary. Next time, I can make you think I'm anyone you want, anyone you've ever had a fantasy about. Isabel. Next time, I can make you think I'm anyone you want, anyone you've ever had a fantasy about. Sean tries hard not to be sick all over her little pink top, because never, no matter how deeply Isabel mind-fucked him, could she ever be his fantasy. His fantasy died in his arms. She killed his fantasy a year ago. He knows that this is what Jordan meant when he whispered, "She lies." And it's a credit to his own mind that she doesn't know. Anyone. She smiles at him, radiant and warm, and such a contrast to the cold, ruthless mind behind those chocolate eyes. Yes, Sean, anyone. Don't say things you don't mean. She's practically purring, and she pulls her shirt off over her head. I do mean it. Anyone. All right, then. And then he kisses her, and his world fades away. God. Oh, God. He can feel the softness of Jordan's beard beneath his hand, the short, straight strands of his hair. He tastes like expensive liquor, and night, and home, and Sean aches and pulls the urge to cry behind the wall in his mind, the one that's 1,000 feet high, and not even Isabel can get behind. He keeps his pain there, his loss. Behind that wall he keeps a love that's so sharp, so bright, that nothing else will ever come close, and oh, behind his wall it hurts. I've missed you so much, Sean whispers so softly he can't even hear it himself. A part of him, a big part, knows this isn't real. Isabel as Jordan kisses wrong. This kiss is needy and begging and just short of pathetic, where Jordan would have kissed him with confidence, desire, strength, and control. It's too wet as he slides inside. Jordan's too soft when Sean grabs his hips. But God, when Isabel comes, it's Jordan's voice gasping, "I love you," to Sean. He breaks. He shatters into tiny little pieces and can't do anything about the fat, wet tears that roll down his face into the pillow beside her head, but shake until his orgasm ends. "Something's missing, Sean." "We've lost something," she says from underneath him, her tone genial and matter-of-fact in a way that reminded him of Data from Star Trek. It's the biggest understatement Sean's ever heard. End. Living a Fantasy. Written and read by Dancing Butterfly. To read the text of this story, please go to dancingbutterfly.livejournal.com.